Whoops. I can see you.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's okay. Okay. Hello.
No,
Hello, hello.
not
Hello.
doing
Looks like your computer issue was resolved.
Apparently, I have a new one actually, but I just haven't put Zoom on it yet, so I've been kind of lazy. So think I need to probably do that next week. Try to. I've had a couple squabbles. It also could be we have a fire up here and it's snowing, so it might be that.
Where do you live?
I live in Florissant, Colorado, in the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they had a fire about 3 miles from me. So, yeah.
I thought you meant fire in the fireplace and it was
All's
snowing
well.
outside.
Yeah, I did
But you're talking like there's a fire out
No.
in the woods and it's also snowing.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Little different than here.
But none of this is real, right?
Indeed.
So I'm not too stressed out about it, right?
Indeed.
So I'm practicing my practice with it. So yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
Unless the fire gets too close, and then you would want to move the body to another location.
correct. Yes. And I've prepared for that. So, yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But that's crazy. You're talking about
My
snow.
face
It's
is
like 82 degrees here. And it's supposed
Oh,
to be
my
80
goodness. No,
something
it's
tomorrow as well.
beautiful. Oh, wow.
No,
And I went out and sat
it's.
in the sun today.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's just,
Wow.
I took my stuff out to read and work and just,
Roof it if you have.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like I'm not so quite so late anyway.
Late? No, I just
Okay.
started.
Oh,
We were just talking about the weather, the difference between snow and fire and sun and warmth.
nominal.
Spiritual.
I love all weather, so I'm okay. Yeah.
The form is nothing, right?
True. But again, it's practical spirituality. If the fire was coming towards your house, you would move the body.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not as stressed about it as I normally would be before learning what I know now. So I just would move the body and not have the as much garbage going through my head as I would normally have. And anxiety, I would say, is not there. So that's kind of good.
Yeah, that's literally moving the body without the experience of, oh, I have to move.
Yes. Or the physical reaction and the cortical steroids going crazy and all this other fun, unfun stuff. So it's much more of a pleasant experience to have to just do the task of doing and not being crazy about it in my mind and having all these racing thoughts. What if, what if, what if? You know, it just kind of like, okay, I'm going to do this now. So that's wonderful. And I thank you for that.
Good, Jagu.
Yep. Jagu.
I was noticing today that the forms are more, it's more like they're from me rather than I'm from forms, which is a reversal of my old way of sensing being here.
Yeah, I mean, all form is within you. Yeah. Not even so much from you, they're all within you.
Yeah.
Because everything is this projection on your spontaneous presence. On the screen, but not a flat screen, not the concept of screen, but the actual screen, the forms that are appearing and disappearing within the formlessness that you are.
So the screen is not a place.
Well, I mean, the screen is just, it provides the background, I guess you could say. But it's not screen like you think of a screen like, okay, I'm going to watch TV and on this screen, images are going to appear and all this kind of stuff. And in my conceptualization of screen, I believe it to be something like long and flat. And in reality, screen is presence, the spontaneous projection on presence. And the screen is the formlessness in which all forms appear. Without the formlessness, no form could appear because there would be nothing. So this stirring creates this illusion of happening within your own self. That's why when you know yourself in a real sense, then nothing's happening. And nothing could possibly happen.
Would you say the formlessness is intelligence, or is the does it make intelligence possible?
Without attributes. The attribute of intelligence, you would need some kind of a form. Because how would you say intelligent or unintelligent? Anything that's in that dualistic concept of this is good and this is bad, this is intelligence, this is non-intelligence, this is knowledge, this is no knowledge. All of that is within the bubble of illusion. You can automatically know that right away, because in the formlessness, there is no duality. The concept of duality came along with the body, where you have hot and cold, where you have fire and water, where you have good and bad, knowledge and ignorance. All these came along with the body. These attributes can be basically labeled, but they're not true, because you cannot label the formlessness. The formlessness is without any form. Therefore, no labels could be applied to that formlessness. That's why Maharaj says, if at all you want to compare, you compare yourself to sky or space. And even the sky or space, you are more subtle, because these sky and space can be perceived, or they appear within you. The formless dreamer that's dreaming a world, all the objects within that dream are nothing.
And they do talk about when the form of the self, but that's like more like an ability or a.
Just because words are used, say the form of the self. And then you say the form of the self is nothing. It's similar to sky or space. But this is basically that neti-neti. It's not this, it's not this. So we say, oh, the form of the self is much like sky or space, but the self is without form. The concept of form came along with the body. Prior to beingness, there was no form, no body, no sense of duality, no presence, no nothing. Nothing was there. Hello, Beth.
Hi.
So nothing is other than self, and no thing is other than what it is. So everything is, nothing is other. So ultimately, it's all like within. You can always say it's within the nothing.
Not even, again, like the space in the room here. All these objects are within the space in the room. But the space in the room can't like collapse. Or, you know, we say the walls come down and the space in the room outside and inside. But inside and outside is a concept based on this wall. And wall is just what we're calling, oh, I'm within four walls. But space has no concept of being within four walls. And if the walls were to fall, the space is space. They use this example a lot about the cup, the space inside the cup, the space outside the cup breaks, the space goes where? It goes nowhere. The space never knew it was inside a cup. We labeled it as inside of a cup because we need concepts, because we want to use mind to describe the reality, which cannot be done. That's why Maharaj says, prior to words, prior to world, remain there.
And this, the space is aware of all limitations within it, it seems.
The formless dreamer is not aware of anything until entering the dream through a little dream body and noticing a world that is appearing with other people and scenes and all these sort of things. Otherwise, the dreamer, the formless dreamer that's dreaming this world, you're laying down sleeping, and you call that deep sleep because there's no knowing of anything. There's no knowingness. So the formless dreamer is. And then a sense of existence arises and a dream world is projected. And then there's an identification with the form within the dream world in order to tell a story using mind.
Still, they talk about the self. So at some, in some way,
Self is just a
the
point.
Self is being. The self is being or aware or something that's not.
Beingness has appeared to you. Self is just a, that's why Maharaj uses the term selfless self. Invisible, unidentified identity. Invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. That you are. You remain there. That's why it's good to just spend some time with yourself. You begin to feel this subtle sense of presence. You remain with that subtle sense of presence. After a while, your identity can be transferred that, oh, I'm presence rather than the body, which then eliminates all the world and the worldly problems because you know yourself as this sense of presence. And then eventually, as you're knowing yourself as presence, and that's like the first illusory layer, this presence will dissolve into the knowingness that you are because you'll know, oh, this presence can be known. And sit. Oh.
Do you still have a sense of presence? Or do you have you gone beyond that to just the awareness of space?
There's no the presence,
no going beyond.
What we just said yeah. When we said pay attention to presence, then there's a focus of attention on presence using body.
Yes, yes.
Almost like a magnet. Yes, the presence is here. So you can feel it using the body form anytime you like, but you know yourself
right.
In a real sense. So throughout the normal day, you probably are just, it's just spontaneous actions in the moment. Scenes are appearing and disappearing.
Yeah.
When we're sitting here talking about presence, of course, we can use the body as like a tuning fork to just be totally absorbed in presence in an instant, no matter what you're doing. That's why if you're out and you're doing something at work or you're in a line or you start to get any kind of thing, okay, just remain with presence. Oh, basking in presence is very nice. Like a little jacuzzi in the middle of the day. Oh, so nice. And then go about, do your job, do your duties.
John?
But you said then presence will, I mean, you won't be so identified at some point about presence either.
But there's no identification because there's not a you, there's not a center point in which you can say, here I am. You can say there's, you cannot say. This is because now you're beyond words. You're remaining prior to beingness. Prior to the concept of having a body, having a world, having a mind, ego, intellect, having anything.
Yeah.
And you just are. There's no, and it doesn't come and go. I mean, you can be working and fully with yourself because you're doing that now. It's just that your mind is trying to tell you that you have to focus or do some activity or do something. But you don't lose yourself. I think Maharaj says it best when he says, you know, you don't have to keep saying, I am John. I am John. Mm-hmm. I am John. I am John. I am John. I am one with John. Mm-hmm. I know this John. Somebody says, hey, John. I answer, hey, John. But there is no more looking for anything. There's no one to look.
Well, I know this is concept, but it's helpful to me, is temporary localization of the infinite.
Yeah, I mean, you again, words, you can say words as you like. Remember, within the word environment, nothing's true, nothing's false, because there is no word. You're prior to words. So you can say, this is a local identification of the infinite. Okay. Because you could say there's many pins on the map that are locally identified as the infinite, but the infinite isn't necessarily identified. It's not saying I'm locally identified. You know what I mean? You that you are has nothing to do with this illusory world. So the you that you believe yourself to be, that's saying, I have a local identification, but I'm infinite, this one's not true. Just like if you dream tonight, you're a guru on the mountain, and you have this very, very good peace and this very center, and there's a deep understanding, and then you wake up in the morning. It's the same here for you. The you that you are is not identified. The illusory layers, the illusion identifies with illusion, because everything, all the identification happens within the bubble of duality, the bubble of illusion, the I exist.
John?
Yes, yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, yes.
See, when you say be with the presence, is it different for the feeling is different for every being, or is the same? It's like a vibration. I don't know. I'm always wondering what it is. I feel that sensation of vibration, formless feeling going. But I don't know whether what is that. Is it to focus on that or just silence? I have a confusion there. When you say be with the presence, I know you know what it is, but I want to.
Right. No. When you're sitting in meditation, you'll feel this subtle. Nisargadatta Maharaj calls it the just I feeling, the I without anything, that subtle feeling of existence. And you sort of direct attention to that, and you remain there. And then as you start to slowly identify, oh, this I am. Okay. And like Maharaj says, 24 hours a day, your selfless self. Mm-hmm. So you start to feel this subtle, just I without anything. It's just a subtle feeling. And you remain there. And then when you're identifying with this sense of presence as yourself, immediately you discard the world, the body, ego, intellect, mind, everything is discarded. And you're just here. The knower of the sense of presence, this subtleness, knowing that the entire world appears upon your spontaneous presence, and you're the knower of that sense of presence. And that's where that black hole of all concepts, it just sucks in all the concepts. There is nothing here. Nor can there be any identification, no identifier, no experience, no experiencer, no witness, no witnesser, nothing. Just, and no sense of I, because and that's your selfless self, the self without self, the invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. And we talk about presence, sense of existence, I am, however you want to label it. It is just this very, very subtle feeling. And you sit in meditation, and maybe at first thoughts and all this stuff are going on, but you remain with that very subtle peace. You could say vibration, and like a very, just this deep, deep, deep presence. And you know that the entire world is projected on that. And so this eliminates all the worldly issues, mind, ego, intellect, body, birth, death, all these things, because you're just remaining with this sense of presence. And then again, that knower of the sense of presence. That's the doorway. I think Nisargadatta Maharaj says the doorway, you use this I am, so to speak, to come to your own self. It's the doorway to you. And then that's it.
And also, John, the whole, the waking dream for you, I'm asking, since you're so much established in this, anything happening in the waking dream, like in your work or whatever, you won't get disturbed at all. Like nothing bothers you, but you still do everything. I mean, inside you won't get affected at all. Am I right?
You still go through your daily activities?
Yes, yes.
You know, if a train leaves and you're late, there might be a like, oh, train has left, but it's not so deeply impressed. You don't take the touch of the world, no. Because it's literally just scenes appearing and disappearing and appearing and disappearing. And by the time you were to like collect enough of yourself to be disturbed about that moment, you're in another moment. So there's no like timeline.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's spontaneous in the moment. This is this. Mm. And as Maharaj says, it's pick up the water, drink the water, and put down. That's every action. 2 seconds later, you're not thinking you drank this water. It is just a spontaneous action in the moment, and then finished.
See, in my case, John, what happens is, it takes me a few minutes to realize, and then I come back to what you say. Hey, it is not, everything is not true. But I've already, though I may not show it outwardly, but that in whatever reaction has happened in my psyche. So I am not able to, I mean, recognize it, like you say, as it is happening, just move on. But there I'm still struggling to not to get affected, but I'll come out of it soon, but still I get affected in many, many times.
If it's a little bump in the road, then it's happening. Remember, thoughts, flow of thoughts are continuous. That's what the mind does. The mind produces thoughts. Yes. That's why it's not about like calming the mind or trying to stop the mind. It's just, okay, this mind is doing its thing. And I'm not concerned. You're standing on the riverbank, watching everything going, but you're separate from it. Yeah. And if you're taking the touch and get disturbed in the moment, just breathe in for, oh, like you said, I just returned to myself. Okay, everything is okay. Because nothing's happening. Ultimately, there's no deed, no doer. We talked a while back about when I used to get on the train and people are pushing and stepping on your feet. And it might be in a brief second, like, oh, step on my foot. But then you know, whose foot? Ooh, that selfless self that you are is the one stepping on the foot and the one whose foot is being stepped on. And it's only identification with a body form that says, this is my foot and it has been offended.
Yes.
And so this is like discarded very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, you can even watch and observe your mind and see this, like, oh, there's a disturbance arising. Remain with your selfless self. Direct the attention towards your selfless self and away from the seeming happenings in the world that you know are not true. This is absolutely not happening. I know this. So I remain with my selfless self. That's why Maharaj says, you know, the bhajan is very important.
Yes.
Continuing with yourself throughout the day, constantly being in touch with your selfless self so that you don't fall back into the illusory ditch.
Yes.
You know, something happens and suddenly you're like, oh my goodness, I have to get back to myself. Yeah. I should sit. I should meditate. All these I and doing and all this sort of stuff. That's why Maharaj says the mind will come and prick you from the backside. It's very, very tricky if you sit there and start to take the touch. And then you're suddenly like, oh, I'm taking the touch. I can't do that. I know better. I should sit. And then you sit in meditation. And then you start to, am I losing? And all this stuff, this busyness, rather than just, nope, remain with myself as self. Just as a chariot. If the horses started to go a little bit out of line, you pull them back. And if they're just going a little bit out of line, when you pull them back, No problem. If you just let them run and then you say, whoa, we can't go that way, then you're just flipping and turning and you're being drug along. So you just remain with yourself. Don't take the touch. All the nice sparkly things, the dangly things, the things that are screaming for attention. No, no, no. Just remain with myself, myself. That's like the story of the Buddha by the tree where all those things came and he was just sitting. And all these things were coming and coming and coming and the demons were coming and the beautiful women were coming and all these things because they were screaming for attention. And no, you just remain with your selfless self.
How about feelings like sadness or depression?
These come and go. These come and go as long as you're holding a body. The body will have a disturbance in the five elements.
Right.
You know, we look outside and sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's snowing, sometimes it's very windy, sometimes no wind. It's five elements and they will do as they wish. As long as you're holding a five elemental body, there's bound to be some kind of disturbance. But you just don't identify with that body that's going through the disturbances. You could say, oh, there's sadness there. A family member dies, as Nisargadatta Maharaj says. It's like, oh, okay, this is happening. It's very sad. And it's not happening. But it's still like, okay. Because denying something happening is the worst thing you can do, because then you're trying to pretend that you're not disturbed. And you're creating this egoistic sense that I have power and I am not disturbed. Just as Maharaj says, be normal, be simple, be humble, be always with you.
It helps me, John, to listen to the sessions again sometimes that we have on Tuesday. Last week I couldn't come, but I listened twice or maybe three times. And it's good. I often listen and they put me to sleep very nicely.
Good. Yeah, every New Year's Eve as like a tribute to Maharaj, I start around 8 o'clock at night and listen to all the YouTube talks that he's done that I have from Ramakant Maharaj USA until like the wee hours of the next morning. And that's how I've spent like every New Year's for several years. And it's very nice.
Yes, yes.
And that's just like, you know, setting aside some time with Master, selfless self-devotion. Just listening, falling asleep, kind of dozing in and out and listening to Maharaj. Just listening very beautifully.
Yes.
Like, I can't deny that I do take the touch, but don't have to foul. See it as not really taking touch.
Yeah, I mean, by now it should be like dipping your toe in the water. Oh my God, it's hot water. I pull my toe out right away. I don't sit there and suffer and say, oh God, the water is so hot, I can't take it. No, hot water, okay, pull my toe out. No need. Cold water, no. I took the touch just for a brief moment. I remain with myself as self.
Nothing really happened.
Nothing really happened. There was no harm taking the touch in that moment that you can sit there and say, oh my God, I took the, because it's all illusory. You don't need to beat yourself up or to say, oh, my practice, I need more practice, or anything like this. Just, oh, and then return to you. Just remain. Return your attention, the inward. Continue back, back, back. I think Maharaj has said, like, everybody wants happiness, peacefulness, stress-free life, happy existence. The only way for this is to remain with yourself, the self, and not get involved in unhappiness, dispeace, struggle, strife, all these sort of things. No need to do any of that.
It doesn't seem like a struggle or strife when I'm giving in to liking something, though. That's why it's so tricky, you know. It's like,
I mean, you can like things, like, you know, you go to the grocery store and you pick out your food, and okay, this I like, this I don't like, this I prefer, this I don't prefer, but you're not having to lose yourself. You're not like, this is just a spontaneous action in the moment. You go to a restaurant and the waiter gives you a menu. You can't just say, well, I'm waiting for a spontaneous action before I choose that the waiter's going to look at you. You know, this is egoistic spirituality. Instead, you look, oh, this is, I like this, please. And with a side of this, thank you very much. And that's it. Be normal, be simple, be humble, be always with you.
John, one more thing.
Yes, yes.
Body is a vehicle and this presence is using. But when we drive a car, I clearly know I'm not the car. I give